And taking a look at the Chicago Board of Trade, September corn finished a penny higher, 388 and a quarter. December down a quarter cent at 411 and a half. March corn down a penny at 428 and three quarters. September soybeans finished 2 cents higher, 1036 and a half. November up 2 and a half at 1058 and a half. January beans up 3 and a quarter cents at 1077. September soybean meal finished a dime lower, 296.70. September soybean oil a $1.20 higher at 54.84. September wheat out of Chicago finished 2 and a quarter cents lower, 504 and three quarters. December down 2 and a half at 527 and a quarter. March Chicago wheat down 2 and a half at 544 and three quarters. September wheat out of Kansas City 5 and a quarter cents lower at the close, 498. December down a nickel at 521. March KC wheat down 4 and 3 quarters at 539 and a half. September oats finished the day a nickel lower, 318 and a quarter penny. Over in the livestock trade on the mercantile, October live cattle up 315 at the close, 237.87. December up 275 at 239.15. February live cattle up 242.20. September feeder cattle finished 465 higher, 362.67. October up 440 at 362.50. November feeders up 420 at 360.85. October lean hogs at $1.27 higher at the close, 91.20. December up 127 at 84.37. February $1.07 higher at the close at $87.12. Your local cash grain bids in St. Joseph, yellow corn 365 to 374, white corn at 440, soybeans 968 to 1012. Lifeline Foods in St. Joseph bid on yellow corn at $3.74. Truck dump hours 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. In Atchison, yellow corn 367 to 378, soybeans 968 to 978, hard wheat at 444, soft wheat at 439. Kansas City truck bids, yellow corn 392 to 398, white corn at 460, soybeans 973 to 1003, hard wheat at 478, soft wheat at 474, and sorghum at $3.21. That's been a look at your closing markets on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.